Adam Gary is a managing editor at the Duran.com joining us. This move is perhaps a signal as to what is going to come further on down the road, but the repercussions from this, how do you see this moving forward towards the so-called peace that Trump calls the deal of the century for the Palestinians and Israel?
Talk about peace. This is indeed a declaration of war. It's a declaration of war upon Palestine. It's a declaration of war upon all Arabs. It's a declaration of war upon all Muslims. It's a declaration of war against all Christians who are actual Christians. It is a disgrace. It is a farce. It makes absolute tatters of international law, and it could seriously undermine what little, and I mean very little, efforts have been put together internationally for a lasting peace and justice for the Palestinian people. It is a crude, crude gesture by a crude regime that seems not to know history any more than the present, while having no plans for the future other than to do exactly what Benjamin Netanyahu and the US-based Israel lobby tell them to do. It's yet a further example of foreign collusion. We've seen that the Israeli regime has colluded with Washington on many, many occasions. The big scandal that people thought was about Russia is actually about Israel and has nothing to do with Russia. And here, this is what they wanted to do. They wanted to now join, and I'm talking about the US, they want to join the Zionist regime as the only places in the world who recognize Al-Quds as anything else but a sacred city that cannot be conquered and cannot be occupied by the occupier entity, if you'll pardon that term of language. It's simply despicable on every level, and those who are believers should pray to God that maybe, just maybe, this will get the Arabs to unite and get the Arabs to realize that it isn't Iran that's stealing their land. It isn't Iran that's occupying their brothers. It's the Zionist regime with the full support of Trump and all of his family in Washington, D.C.
Well, the problem with this is, one of the problems with it, Adam Gary, is the fact that how do you have a country like the U.S. make this move, and then for it to be representing an impartial mediator in this whole so-called peace process, because that doesn't quite match that.
It certainly doesn't. The U.S. is not impartial. It's an Israeli lapdog. I don't know who's the head and who's the tail of this dog. It really is like a dog with two heads, but with no brains inside either one. We could point to genuine neutral powers. Russia is a genuine neutral power. So is China on this issue. India used to be, but under Modi, this has sadly shifted. And I do hope that India might reconcile its position and once again become neutral and therefore have the possibility of being a mediator. The US is in no position to do this. The Israel lobby is so powerful, millions and millions of dollars. They're not spending it for nothing. They're getting, there's essentially a line of policy making that goes from the computers in Tel Aviv to the computers in the Israel lobby, like AIPAC and other groups in the United States. And there's a direct line to almost every congressman, almost every senator, almost everyone in the Pentagon, almost everyone in the White House. It's really sad because most people in the United States, and I'm not blaming them at all for this, they want better health care, they want higher wages, they want to close the gap between the money coming in and the money they have to spend so that they're not reduced to total poverty because of neoliberal economics. And all their leaders care about is placating Israel, a state so many miles away from the United States. It really is absurd, but the absurdity has caused not only a grave insult, but it could plunge the region already being torn apart by Israeli aggression and Western imperial aggression into something even more chaotic. What's needed is unity among all Arabs, all Muslims, all regional partners in order to take a stand and say the United States cannot unilaterally put a rubber stamp on a colonial move, on an illegal occupation of one of the most holy cities in the world.
Thank you. We're going to leave it there, Adam Gary, managing editor at the Duran.com from London.